I'm really interested in how you compare the opportunities here in Wisconsin to the opportunities that you see in North Carolina.
Right. So I think it's a great question, because when you think of the industry in both sectors, you know, RTP, it's kind of one of the hubs that is synonymous. Like, you hear the San Diego, San Francisco, Boston, and then, you know, RTP is kind of up there as well. And so based on size and kind of location, you would think there are some differences between North Carolina and Wisconsin. But when you kind of delve into it, they're actually quite similar. I would say almost the same in a lot of ways. You think of the sectors that are within both, kind of where the top concentrations are in agriculture, biomanufacturing, vaccines, human health, IT type initiatives. But I think that the most comparable area that you see in the biggest strength in both is the strength in the universities. So within North Carolina, we have our three major universities: Duke, University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, North Carolina State University. And so you see those types of universities and the research that's coming out of those areas. And then you have this powerhouse in the University of Wisconsin and kind of the other colleges throughout the state, as well as the technical colleges and community colleges, which are in both as well, that kind of lend to the backbone of the biotech industry in both places. And I think that that's incredibly unique, because you don't necessarily see that in a lot of places. And not only is it the backbone of the industry, but I think it continues to drive it. You see the graduates that come out of the program. So in North Carolina, I wrote down a couple statistics here. 40% of graduates in North Carolina programs have a biological science or agricultural STEM concentration as their degree. Wisconsin is ranked the first in STEM grads in the country. So you have this, you know, these statistics, this strong and, you know, savvy biotech scientists that are coming out of these programs. And then you have initiatives like the North Carolina Biotechnology Center and Bio4 that are really trying to create programs and platforms to keep that talent within the state, and then to drive more talent into both states as well. And so I feel that there's a lot of parallels when you look at the two places, because it's very much the same. Within North Carolina, there's 650 life sciences companies. Of those, over half of them are R&D. Within Wisconsin, University of Wisconsin receives more R&D development funding than any other public university in the country. You know, so you're seeing that drive in R&D and what's funneling into that. So I think that they're both very unique industries and markets, and I think that they're really fueled by the strength of the universities in those areas. And also with the initiatives with the workforce, just continuing to try to build employees outside of that. So the biotech program is a perfect example. You're working, you know, companies are allowing you to do tuition reimbursement to go and participate in this program, do alternate work schedules, because they know what an asset it is to continue to build you.
The University of North Carolina or Duke or NC State have a similar program as a master's in biotech?
They do. So there's a lot of biotechnology-focused programs. And with that being said, a lot of them offer internship opportunities. So at Fujifilm, we have a lot of college undergrad students that are coming into our manufacturing plant, that are coming in to program management, interning in different functions to give them real-life experience. And then eventually, you know, the hope is, you know, bring you into the company as well. So there's a lot of opportunities like that within the community of North Carolina that are fostering those types of relationships.